What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Hey, guess what, guys? It's What the Fuck. And Jay is back.
Hooray! Well, at 4th of July doings.
I was going to say, how did your 4th of July... I wasn't going to use the term doings, but how did your 4th of July break go?
So many things to see and people to do.
Do you want to just get into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Jillian, do you want to tell us about Dance Floor Shitter? Or how did you put it? Girl?
No. This is Shitty Dancer. As in, she's not a bad dancer. She is literally a shitty dancer. We've all seen weird things when we go to bars and clubs and you've got, you know, dudes peeing outside and, you know, girls puking on the bathroom floor, even disgustingly in the bathroom sink. This girl was hopped up on a cocktail of alcohol and drugs. It doesn't really say exactly what she was on. And
I don't think it really matters, does it?
No. And this goes beyond sharding or defecating. Like, this apparently was like pretty extreme. For those of you listening, if you've ever seen Problem Child 2, where it's like the carnival and one kid starts puking, then they all start puking. That's what happened here when people were slipping and sliding on the substance on the floor. Because, of course, you know, they were like, oh, what the hell is this? Sniff, sniff, blah, and then other people, blah. And so basically the club, as whenever this came out, this was like months ago, we just came across it, was like, oh, wow, we're going to do this. The club was actually closing because people weren't going to go there. And it's pretty
Would
much...
you?
No. Well, I mean, honestly, though, if they fucking steam clean that place, it's not like something they fed her caused it. You know, I mean, people go to restaurants because of food poisoning. So this was just a fucking dumbass girl and it was disgusting, but it's not like she's going to be there again, you know? So honestly, if that happened at a club that I regulared, as long as they fucking clean the place and it didn't smell like shit, I'd be all right with it. I don't, you know? Lord knows what goes. I'm sure there's nasty ass things that go on at restaurants and other places that you don't know. You know, if I was there, I probably wouldn't, just because I'd be traumatized. But as for no one ever going to the club ever again and associating it only with that one incident, it's like, that's not the club's fault. If they go through and completely clean everything out and sterilize, I'd be like, all right, just don't let Shitty Dancer in.
She's a 24-year-old named Ellen Harris, and while under the influence of what Jillian said, she just was dancing and I guess had to poop, didn't want to stop, pulled her pants down.
This wasn't just pooping. Like, the way they describe, this is such a gross one. We get gross. This is, I don't think we've had one this gross since Period Blood Girl.
I don't know. Jillian, back in 2012, episode 59, we talked about the woman shitting in the convenience store. Where we had a video of that, remember?
What episode we looked at, you're like, episode 59.
I looked it up, I'll admit.
Oh, okay.
I keep very meticulous records, so I looked
That'd
it up.
That'd be like, Sailor Moon and Sailor Stars, episode 203, blah, 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 blah.
But okay, basically she just decided she needed to go, so she pooped. And now the club owner has a hilarious quote about this.
They should sing, poop, there it is. Poop, there it is.
I am quoting the club owner. No one can prepare a club owner for a situation like this. It was a war zone. The vomiting was contagious. Within minutes of that idiot crapping on the dance floor, there must have been 20 or 30 people puking all over themselves and each other in my club. The place stunk of feces, bile, and human failure.
Not only that, but, I mean, you know, this is a druggy chick, and again, this goes beyond sharding. Like, this was a pool of nastiness, and apparently she just kept on dancing like nothing. She was completely out of it. And it begs the question, if she had something, even if she doesn't, you're sitting there in pools of shit and vomit. Like, I would be vomiting all the way to like the hospital or wherever they took these people, because I guess they kind of ushered them out, because you'd have to be tested and, you know, bodily fluids, all that jazz.
Yeah. So let's move on to something very clean and refreshing that you can't do in a lot of states anymore, and that is collecting rainwater
to wash away the poop. And
that's where I was going with it. Yeah, I was trying to be a little more subtle, but okay. What a lot of people might not know is numerous states do not allow you to legally collect rainwater. Basically, you have to pay for water, whether it's from a store, whether it's from the city coming out of your tap, that it's illegal for you to put a bucket, a barrel, or even just a glass to sit out on your porch to collect rainwater that you want to use.
So what about Kevin Costner in Waterworld when he collects his pee and filters it and drinks it? Is that okay? Because that's not technically rainwater.
Well, technically, that made no sense in the movie because...
Dry land is not a myth! I've seen it!
Okay, Jillian, first of all, if the ice caps all melted, which are fresh water, they would dilute the salt water to the point where it would be safe to drink. Second of all, if he was able to do that to his urine has more salt in it than salt water does. So then why would he not be able to just do that to water? Basically, that entire script is flawed, but that's neither here nor there. So what it basically comes down to is you are not allowed to get free water in numerous states, including Utah, Washington, Colorado, and there are at least four others that I know of where it is illegal to collect rainwater.
So
you
what if you're
can't
outside?
Do it.
What if you're outside with your mouth open, like collecting snowflake style? Are the cops going to pull you over and be like, hey, close your mouth. No free rainwater for you. See, and go ahead and explain to our listeners how this came about.
So what basically happened is in Salt Lake City, Utah, Mark Miller Toyota made part of their promotional campaign that we are collecting rainwater and we are using that to wash our cars with. Therefore, we're helping the environment. We're not being a drain on the city, on their water, and we're reusing what nature's already giving us. Well, the city had a problem with this, Jillian. They basically came down and said,
oh no, you didn't!
Yeah, oh no, you are not doing this. And they were charged with, quote, unlawful diversion of rainwater. Which
How
to most people,
you?
Most people are going to be like, that's a crime?
Mr. Car dealership owner, let me pose this real quick. Have you ever washed your car and then you're like, ah, damn it, it rained today right after I washed
just
my car?
Just about every fucking time.
Right, and that's because rainwater is dirty. So unless they're filtering the rainwater, you're washing your car with dirty water. And even if they are filtering it, the average person, because this is obviously a movement, be like, hey, conserve, save your rainwater and wash your car. They're not going to have the means to filter out their own water. So this big hubbub over this is pretty much moot other than you're stealing water that falls from the sky. And thereby, is it illegal to then eat snowballs that you pick up off the snow as long as they're not yellow because that's gross? Because snow is frozen crystallized water, thereby being snow water, thus still illegal.
Yeah, so I wonder, okay, if it's unlawful diversion of rainwater, what about snow? Does that count? What happens if when you shovel your driveway, you just save it all and then you just let it melt?
Or you make snowballs in the winter, stick them in your freezer and pelt people with them in June because that's hilarious.
I used to do that to my brother.
Right. I have a snow cone maker, so that helps it out.
The reason I wanted to talk about this is such nonsense. This is such bullshit. This is more government interference in something that shouldn't be there, Jillian.
I need to point out that apparently crazy laws like this, and we've talked about nonsensical laws that pretty much no one enforces. If you've ever played the game Balderdash, that's like a whole section, and it's been a while, but one of them is something like, in a certain state, it's illegal to pass gas in public after 6 p.m. on a Thursday. Like, that nonsensical, and I shit you not, that at least at one point was a law. So you've got these laws that exist. Most of the time, they aren't enforced. And a lot of states have gone back and been like, no, that's stupid. But there are still are these states that are like, oh, no, here's this really old law that, you know, whatever, we're still going to say it's illegal. And it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, you're not going to drink it. Chances are, if you're saving rainwater, and again, the average person is not going to have the means to filtrate this out. So it's going to be used to probably water your plants, whatnot. So it's going into the ground anyways. The rain that falls into the barrel would have been falling into the ground in the first place. Also, it's kind of like, all right, do I have to go to Lowe's or the government to buy my dirt versus taking it out of my backyard and potting my plants? I mean, this is just so asinine.
But see, here's the thing. They're trying to claim that you are stealing from the city by doing this. Let's say you are just using it for for the purpose of watering your plants, okay? You collect the rainwater. You keep it in a barrel, as one woman did here, and she also got hit with a fine from the city. You keep it in a barrel, and then you wait until a dry spell, and then you use that water that you've had for a while. Now, instead of getting water from the city when you hook up your hose to your faucet, you are now depriving the city of money because you are no longer using their water. That's their line of thinking.
How many times during droughts? I remember in Illinois, back when I was a kid, they had certain rules on how much water you should be using a day. And my parents had a pool, and like the pool water would go low, and there were only a certain amount of times you should water your lawn because it was kind of, you know, going through a drought. Well, it wasn't really a water ban. It was more so like, hey, guys, you know, I mean, it wasn't that severe. It was more
water
so,
limitations.
Hey, yeah. So in a situation like that, they're literally saying, hey, don't use a lot of water. So if people have what, I mean, I'm sure you'll have some crazy people that have 20 barrels or craziness like the hoarders, but most people are going to have, you know, one or two buckets like you would wash your car with just sitting there. And also, okay, if you have flowers outside, chances are you're going to have a watering can just sitting out. So if you've got your watering can sitting out for the next time you water your flowers and it rained and somebody drives by and they're like, uh-oh, your watering can's collecting water when it's just sitting outside. Like, where are the limitations?
Exactly. And that's the point. This should not even be an issue, Jillian. This is government intrusion on a ridiculous level. There is no reason that the local water company should even have something called water rights. That's what this is. They pay the city for the right to provide water to everyone in the city. And therefore, the city turns around and agrees that everyone in the city will be forced to use your water. It's a circle jerk. And you, as the consumer, lose. And you know what? As dumb as that sounds here, it's worse in other countries. In most South American countries, and I'm sure in African countries and other places like that, it is illegal. Not just on AA, we'll give you a fine kind of to collect rainwater. You can be jailed. You can be put in a South American prison for having the audacity to put a cup out on your porch to collect water. You are required as part of your taxes. You pay to get the city's water or the state's water. And do you know who runs all that? Nestle. Our friends at Nestle, the chocolate company. Nestle internationally controls the water rights for almost every third world country. They make an average of $59 billion a year by not letting people collect rainwater.
Well, and that also spurs the issue of it's outside, I'm going swimming, and you know, we're drinking lemonade, and I leave, you know, my cup out, and then we go inside, and uh-oh, it starts raining, and I left my cup out. And so if somebody comes by, it's like there's no way to argue either, you know, case being like, dude, I just left it out. Or if you were washing your car and then, oh shit, it rains the same day and your bucket is still there and it's collecting water. I mean, obviously, if you've got the barrels hooked up to the drainage pipe and things like that, it's a little more easier to say, hey, what are you doing? But in the extreme that you just spoke of with just having a cup outside, I'm sure those issues happen.
Another one of their ridiculous arguments, Jillian, is that by diverting rainwater, their word, diverting rainwater by you collecting it, you are then depriving the soil of it and it, quote, doesn't get where it would have gone without your interference.
But it's my soil. How many lawns have you seen that are just fucking brown because people don't water them? Obviously, it's different from state to state. There are ordinances where, you know, you'll get a letter or something on your door that'll say like, hey, you got to take care of your lawn, or whether it's your landlord's duty, something like that. There's only so high the lawn can get. And, you know, they monitor that. So, but they don't monitor if your sod turns all brown because you're not watering your lawn. So in a situation like that, if you're saying, oh, well, it's not going, if you're collecting rainwater from your house, you know, the guy that's got the brown lawn isn't even watering it anyway. And so it's kind of like, whatever. Well, I'm going to plant a hot dog tree in the soil.
I have to jump to the much larger conclusion here, though. Okay, this might seem silly. This might seem minor. But this is just one more way you don't have the freedom to do something that you should have to do. It's one more way they are slowly taking away your right to actually be free.
I got another one, though. That's another thing. What about pools? We've talked about, you know, swimming pools. Pools collect rainwater, so I'm not using my hose to fill up my pool because there's rainwater coming in, and then I just use, you know, the chemicals to balance it. You've got the kiddie pools that are the little inflatable ones that stay outside. I mean, you're not going to deflate the pool, so that is, in all essence, collecting water.
At what point is this going to stop? Are they going to start charging people who have gardens? Well, you're not buying food from the state. How dare you grow your own food? Monsanto already wants to do that. Monsanto's been trying to implement that forever, that they are trying to patent actual vegetables. So if anyone uses a non-Monsanto carrot or potato in their garden, Monsanto would have the right to sue that individual. At what point's it going to stop? Are we going to get to where it's total recall style? Oh, you didn't pay your air bill. We're turning your oxygen off.
Well, I mean, go to canned air like Spaceballs.
I'm not joking, though, Jillian.
I know you're not joking. It's just so asinine that I'm like...
At what point is this going to stop? This is ridiculous. People should be able to collect water if they want. That is fucking ridiculous.
You just wait until the zombie invasion and we'll see where their priorities land. Everybody will be fucking collecting rainwater.
On that note, we'll be back to talk about boobs.
Listening to Hart D. Fisher on the break here at What the Fuck. I got Josh Hadley riding shotgun, and boy, we are fucking worked up. If you guys didn't know, I've got an hour-long heart attack that comes on right before What the Fuck. You can find it at jackaloperadio.com. You can find it at 1201beyond.com. And you can find us on iTunes. That's right, guys. Heart Attack is on motherfucking iTunes under News and Politics. We're also on Facebook. Find us on Facebook, Heart Attack Radio. That's where you'll find us, facebook.com/Heart Attack Radio. And go ahead and hit the like button, because that really bothers people. For some reason, when you got a lot of likes on your political page, it bugs the shit out of the haters. And man, we love making the haters cry like the little bitches that they are.
We do. But one thing we don't do is beat up 74-year-old women for nothing, really.
Yeah, dude, this is awful. This is absolutely awful. Somebody sent me this. There is a 74-year-old woman who is being booked with felony assault. You could see this videotape at liveleak.com. It's a Texas trooper. This woman is being asked to leave, like some kind of meeting, and she's an old lady. They take time to get up. They need a while. My mom just turned 70, you know. Hey, happy birthday, Mom, if you're listening. She just turned 70, and so when you see this video, it's fucking brutal. The cop doesn't wait for her to get out of her chair. He kind of yanks her out and yanks her around. And this is a 70-year-old woman. Dude, what a pot belly. She's a little old lady. They are yanking her around like she's a 13-year-old kid. They are slamming her. And she's just trying to catch her balance. She's clutching her purse. She doesn't know what the fuck happened. It's disgusting. And you know what? Now they are charging this woman with felony assault and resisting arrest. It is disgusting how they handled this woman. On the hour-long Heart Attack, we were talking about a lot of the same thing. We talked about the dude who got shot sitting on his buddy's front porch. The police initially lied about the shooting, saying that he had held a garden hose and a shooting stance. Are you fucking kidding me? Turns out they shot him in the chest with a shotgun. And there was no damage to his fingers or the water hose. Nothing. So they fucking lied. And now they're paying $6.5 million to the victim's family. $6.5 million that the city of Los Angeles does not have. And this follows on the heels of last year of paying out, I think it was $4.5 million for those little old ladies who got shot up in a newspaper delivery truck. And we don't even know how much money they gave to the five white jazz band players who were shot up in a van while the police were chasing a black suspect.
The Christopher Dorner chase.
It's so fucked. This is out of control. This is out of control. The police, you know, they've got a hard job. And here in Los Angeles, they're running these guys into the ground. They really are. But I don't know what the fuck is up in Texas. In fucking Texas, they're beating up 74-year-old ladies. They are throwing kids in jail for goddamn Facebook posts. The whole issue of this kid who's in jail over a goddamn video game message board where he posted something sarcastic and some asshole in the Canadian Crime Stoppers Association calls up and gets him busted. That's right, guys. You can get busted because some asshole in another country didn't like what you said. How do you like that, motherfuckers? Some asshole in another country will report you for bullshit and you can go to jail in Texas. For 5 months, this fucking guy has been in jail. He's been assaulted and battered in prison. He is on suicide watch for a Facebook post. He's actually being charged. Our law enforcement has lost their fucking shit. They are destroying we the people and letting the corporations run rampant on us. They're allowing corporations to destroy us. Like this bullshit Josh and I talked about last week, where McDonald's is giving debit cards instead of checks to their employees and charging bullshit fees for them to use the debit card.
Do you want to hear the new one, Hart? I just found out about this today. God. We're recording this on a Wednesday. Now, it's not Monsanto as far as I know, although trust me, I've got some stuff about Monsanto for next week's Heart Attack for you. A Wisconsin mining company, they're doing something duplicitous, let's put it that way. They have hired private black security. And I don't mean black like African American. I mean black like mercenaries as their private security for a mining operation in Wisconsin.
What?
So that tells me you're doing something you are not supposed to be doing. Otherwise, why are you hiring the equivalent of Blackwater to protect a mining operation?
What the fuck's in the mine?
That's what we don't know.
Nobody knows? The public doesn't know what's being mined out of public lands?
Nope. Dude. We don't know. It's a mining corporation. That's all we know.
You motherfuckers. You know, these corporations have bought our politicians, guys. They fucking bought them. They bought them. They're buying our police force. They're buying up our radio. They've already locked up your news sources. You want to know why you don't hear this shit on the local news? Because GE owns NBC. That's a major corporation. okay? NBC, owned by GE. They're not going to talk about anything that involves pollution from their water and power plants. They're not going to talk about anything that affects their many, many corporations' bottom line. They own it. The FCC has been relaxing their guidelines on allowing companies. In the old days, a company was not allowed to have a radio station, newspaper station, and a TV station in the same market because that was considered a monopoly. They have steadily been chipping away on that and steadily chipping away about that, so you don't get to hear about these police abuses. Frankly, I was quite surprised to see all the stuff on the news about that dog getting shot or the stuff about the news about this kid thrown in jail for Facebook posting. It's really a fucked up system right now. It has been bought and paid for. And if you think you're going to be okay because you ain't done nothing wrong, well, guess who's the perfect motherfucking victim to go to jail? Do you think this fucking kid in Texas who's in jail for, quote, bullshit terrorist threats, do you think for 1 minute he thought that anything was going to happen by his post? He fucking didn't. So when you sit out there with your dick in your hand, jacking off to your online porn, thinking you're fine, well, guess what? Maybe in a year or two, you'll get processed for sex mind crimes. Maybe if you're into bondage and S&M, maybe you'll be on the criminal thought list now. Because that's what it is, guys. It's a thought list. Are you kidding me? You're going to go to jail for making a threat? And they decide if you made a threat? How about I decide if I make a threat? Like, I fucking hate Larry Mantle right now. If you want to listen to the next episode of Heart Attack, the one that's on before What the Fuck, you're going to hear me go off on that asshole from NPR like you ain't never heard anybody go off on that asshole. Because Larry Mantle, you piece of shit, I am not done with you. I'm going to be pursuing you, you cocksucker. You can't fuck with my friends, you dumb piece of shit. That's right, guys. I got a war brewing with NPR. Because the rumor is that Goldman Sachs bought him out. Maybe that's why they're helping ram through this vehicle removal plan that's going on in my neighborhood. Because guess what, guys? The man has got plans for you. And the man isn't the dude in the government anymore. Obama's not the man. The man is behind Obama. The man is behind the presidency. And they decide who they want to elect. And you gave up. You're not participating. Our local LA city councilman, he got into office with 1,300 votes. Think about that in a city of millions. This dude got elected with 1,300 votes total for a job that pays $185,000 a year. How come you assholes aren't on the crazy train? How come you guys aren't getting involved? You should be. You should be. Because if you don't get on the fucking gravy train and you don't change things, it's going to change you. They're going to run right over you. That's their plan. They have a plan. Privatized prisons. Things you rent forever and never own. That is the plan. Get off your ass, America. Get off your fucking ass. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. I'm coming.
Jillian, you've mentioned on the show many times that you are well endowed in the front regions. Have you ever been kicked out of a water park for...
Wait, in the front regions? I have no large penis, nor a penis at all for that matter.
Front region. Your boobs are big.
I'm just saying, that's not the only front region. I can, be specific.
All right, well, have you ever been kicked out of a water park because your boobs are too big? Madeline Schaefer can't say the same thing. Madeline Schaefer is a 43-year-old woman who was kicked out of Adventure Oasis because they said her bathing suit, she was wearing a two-piece bikini, was too revealing. It showed too much of her boobs, too much of her cleavage, and that she was told she had to put on a t-shirt or she was going to be escorted out of the park.
And shorts.
And shorts, because apparently she was revealing too much, and there are photos. No, she wasn't.
No, she's not. Like, her bottoms were basic bathing suit bottoms. They weren't even, like, you know, thongy or anything like that. Covered her cheeks. Her top was a typical bikini top, and nothing was spilling out, which props to her, because I can't find a fucking bikini top that supports me.
She's got some pretty big chesticles there, too.
She does. And here's the thing. I'm only saying this for visual purposes because you guys can't see. Not trying to be sizist or anything, but it's not like she's a big old lady or anything. I mean, she's got a good body. It's not a perfect body like you would see on, you know, a 19, 20-year-old. But, you know, she doesn't have, like, the roll sticking out like you would see this is the kind of story you expect on, you know, oh, there was a 300-pound lady wearing a bikini. Not that I'm saying that's right, but, again, I'm saying all of this for visual purposes because you guys can't see what she looks like. This isn't even really a matter of sizist, but it's more so ageism. Because, yeah, she doesn't have, you know, a young body, but she's got a banging body, especially for a 40-year-old. And so here's the thing. Basically, the amount of coverage that she's wearing is the same you would see on the 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds, even more so than some of, because we have a water park here, and some of the swimsuits, it's like, wow, you know, there's little kids around and, you know, like the ass cheek showing, things like that. There's even, you know, the younger kids will be wearing bikini type stuff where obviously it's a flat bikini top because they're not developed. And even then I'm like, dude, your kid's like 8, man. Like, there's, you know, not everybody is on the up and up and your kid's walking around like, you know, a mini whore. You know, you have a double standard here because you've got the 19, 20, 30, even whatever. You've got the people with the model smoking bods wearing these very skimpy swimsuits. And you've got somebody that's not even really wearing... It was a two-piece with a bikini top. You know, it wasn't one of the spaghetti straps like crop tops. It was just standard bikini top, standard bathing suit bottoms, you know. And so it wasn't a matter of ass cheek showing or nip slip or anything like that. And they had her escorted out of the park by police officers. So she is currently looking into an ageism lawsuit, which, good for her.
As she should.
Even if this was a matter of, you know, sizeism, it's still not right. Like, even if you're 200-300 pounds, if you're wearing a bikini, if it covers things up, whatever, that's your choice. If you've got the, I don't even feel comfortable wearing a bikini. And it's kind of like, all right, as long as you've got the parts covered up, whatever. If I'm not seeing your hooch or your ass or your, you know, nips, I'm good.
I haven't heard it called hooch in a long time.
I don't want to go to Busch Gardens and see actual bush is what I'm saying. Okay. So in a situation like this, I mean, you know, I go to conventions and people cosplay and I don't judge. I'm like, fucking good for you. I wouldn't wear that outfit because I wouldn't feel comfortable, but they feel comfortable in it. It's like, they fucking spend time on their shit. So it's not like they're illegally showing anything that shouldn't be shown. And yes, I'm sure there's judgment when somebody wears something that other people consider ill-fitting. But if you are comfortable with yourself, and again, this lady, this is not a sizist issue. This is strictly ageism. Like, she has a good body. So it's just asinine that I'm sure other girls at the park were wearing even skimpier than hers, because
I've seen it. She pointed that out. Yeah, she pointed that out when she was... Now, here's the thing that I'm wondering, though, Jillian. Was what prompted this? Was it a complaint? Maybe somebody, you know, some mom caught their 12-year-old boy looking at her cleavage too much? Or was it something that the park just kind of, lady, you're 43. why are you out? Like, you know, what prompted this? Because the actual owners of Oasis Water Park had no comment about the incident. The city manager who actually owns the water park, this is a park owned by the city of Independence, actually said, quote, "The facility made the call and we rely on their judgment," which we all know what that means. We can't backpedal our way out of this, so let's just hope it goes away.
Here's the thing with that. We can speculate all we want. There's no clear answer to it. It's either obviously a complaint from someone going there or a matter of an employee being like, ew, blah, 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 and talking to somebody. I mean, who knows? Let's not sit here and speculate because there could be, you know, 100 different how this happened.
Then there's also the issue that she didn't just tacitly accept this. She basically said, I'm not going to put on a t-shirt and fucking pants to go to a water park just because you have a problem with my non-illegal swimwear. So she fought against it, not violently. She just said, no, I'm not covering up and I'm not leaving. They said, if you don't, the cops will be called. So after 15 minutes, the cops were called. The cops didn't want to do anything. The cops were like, this is stupid. Why are we even here? They did their job and they escorted her out of the park. I think she was very smart in how she played this, Jillian, because at this point she probably knew she had a lawsuit. By having the by remaining calm and having the police officers quietly escort her out, she was setting herself up for a great lawsuit. I think she played this very smart once she realized what was going on. Maybe I'm giving her credit she shouldn't have. I see this as she played her hand perfectly here.
Well, even in a situation like that, from the video they posted, she seems like a perfectly nice person. So, you know, I'm one of those people that would probably react the same way, but then I had, you know, Officer Dad, and it would be one of those things where, yeah, I'm sure voice was raised like, what? No, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy. But as for, you know, the videos we see on YouTube of people going ballistic over minor things, it's just not something you would really do is make a scene. I mean, typical people wouldn't be more like, okay, this is an outrage. I'm going to see what I can do about this. So, I mean, I don't think necessarily there was, I'm playing on a lawsuit. It's more so, all right, this is stupid. Let's fucking go.
But there has to be a thought process that eventually you realize that they're really going to do this and it is wrong and it is illegal, that at least in my mind, I'm going, I'm going to make these motherfuckers pay.
Well, that's because you're a jaded little vindictive bitch, so that's the
that's
way
true.
Your brain goes first.
I wish I could argue with that.
But anyway, we have a side story to kind of go along with this. As for the big breastises, the double Ds of justice.
I believe you've coined the phrase boob bias.
Yes, yes. It's like ageism or sizist, you know, boob bias. Okay, so the issue with the bikini wasn't a matter of her spilling out or anything like that. It's just like, you know, she had some big jugs and is, you know, essentially like a bra top, a two-piece, whatever. It wasn't like the little triangles you see the strippers wear or whatever, which I haven't seen any strippers ever in my life. This brings us to our other story that you may have seen going around Facebook. And this kind of went about during prom season. We didn't cover it then because we had already covered a couple prom stories and dress codes. This isn't an issue more so of what happened than school's expectations, because what happened was this girl named Brittany Minder was denied entry into her own prom. Basically, the school set up a dress code and said you cannot wear strapless unless you're not showing any cleavage, and they had to sign kind of an affidavit saying, I understand these rules, blah, 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 Lego mumbo jumbo. So they posted a picture, and yeah, it's kind of low cut. And I mean, I personally don't wear strapless because when they're big and it's just, they're there. You know, I mean, I can wear a sweetheart neckline and have, you know, the boobalicious cleavage showing, whereas somebody else wouldn't. That's just kind of, you know, they're there. Things don't fit the same way. I have a horrible time trying to find clothes that, you know, fit my top and don't fit like a pillowcase, because a lot of designers, manufacturers, what have you, assume, oh, you have big boobs, then you need like a sheet, because clearly, yeah. So she was denied entry into her prom. She signed the affidavit. She ended up wearing a strapless that was rather low cut, and she threw a bitch fit about it, which kind of like, we're going to talk about the dress code in a second because that's more of the issue. Yes, she signed the affidavit and she wore strapless anyway, and clearly she was showing some boobalicious cleavage. So her being denied entry into the prom, for me, it's kind of like, all right, you knew full and well that you weren't supposed to do that, and you knew you were showing cleavage. So as for being, when they kicked me out of prom, why? You know why. Now, that's not the issue I have here. The issue is the double standard the school is giving, because if you are well endowed, it's hard to find something that is going to cover up completely your cleavage unless you're wearing a high-cut t-shirt, what have you. Anybody who has been shopping around prom season has probably passed the prom dresses, even if you're a guy, because they put them way out by the aisles because it's like, look, sparkly, blingy, and it attracts women anyway. Prom dresses are made to be skimpy. Yes, they make prom dresses in plus sizes, but they are still, they show the cleavage. They're short, you know, and so it is unrealistic to say, hey, you can wear a prom dress, but it can't show cleavage. And if it does show cleavage, you have to make sure it has straps. The majority of prom dresses are sleeveless. And if there are straps, it's either one strap or the spaghetti strap or the halter. It's not actually sleeves. So it's kind of unrealistic. And I don't agree with the double standard here. It's kind of like, if you're going to say you can wear strapless, then say you can wear strapless. You can't hold a standard of being like, okay, hey, you can wear strapless if you, you know, don't show any cleavage, because...
Jillian, I don't understand. What's the difference between who gives a shit whether it's strapless or not? Isn't that more covering your shoulders than... the boobs? How does that affect the cleavage?
Basically, it's a sexual matter. It's kind of like, oh, well, guys are going to look at you sexually, this and that. And it's kind of like, all right, well, then stop the completely tight form fitting. And I mean, it's fucking prom. You know, it's kind of like a mini, hey, it's almost like a wedding reception, prom is. If you think of it that way, a wedding reception for young people where you get really dressed up and you dance and stuff goes on afterwards that nobody knows about.
That usually results in pregnancy.
You know, it's a situation where they're not making high-cut things, because prom, I mean, yeah, if you're going to say, okay, well, we don't want things sexualized, and it's like someone can get sexualized by the shape of a body more so even than cleavage. You know, some guys are an ass man. So if you've got form-fitting over your J-Lo booty, you know, that's going to be more of a turn-on to guys than something else. So you've got a situation here where it's a double standard, and as a larger busty girl, it is so frustrating for me to find a dress. You guys have no idea. I have gone shopping for occasions where I have literally had to go to 13 different stores to find a dress that would fit me. Okay. And it's not even a matter of, you know, it's just on the top to where it actually fits. So for prom, if you are a larger girl, or if you're a girl that has a larger bust, I mean, whatever the situation is, you are not going to easily find a dress, let alone easily find a dress that will cover up any of your cleavage. It's just, it's kind of there. They don't make, you know, the Mormon high top dresses. They just don't do it. So if you're saying a dress has to have sleeves, again, you know, they're not talking, okay, well, spaghetti strap. They're talking sleeves. Okay, and so if you've got girls that, you know, are kind of flat or whatever, and I mean, like, girls that aren't huge on top, they still show cleavage. It's not as prevalent. You can put the same dress on someone, and I know this for a fact because I have done this with one of my friends who's not as big as I am. You know, she put on the dress, and then I put on the dress, and yeah, I had a lot more cleavage to where I was like, wow, I'm not comfortable wearing this. You know, it's a matter of, yeah, she still had her cleavage showing, but it wasn't so in your face. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like a proportion thing. So for these kids, and, you know, 17, 18-year-olds, they're seniors, whatever, you're not really going to find a prom dress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've got to ask this then.
It's a double standard. You can't say, oh, hey, you girls can wear this kind of dress, but you bigger girls can't because, you know, your boobs are more prevalent. And they're saying it's a sexual turn-on matter.
Right, but I've got to ask this, though. In the specific case of, like, Brittany Minder, what did they expect her to wear then?
Her, though, you don't have to get a strapless dress. My issue here is their sexualization of cleavage and saying no cleavage. Here's the thing. She did sign a document that was like no strapless, and she straight up went strapless. It was more so, hey, I like this dress. I'm getting it anyway. Oh, a boohoo, they won't let me into prom. It's kind of like school dress code, which we've talked about before, where if you go to school and you're like, oh, well, I'm wearing a tube top, what's the big deal? You know that's against the dress code. I am not saying that the dress code is correct, mind you. I'm saying that the whole shock of, oh my God, I got in trouble for wearing this. And honestly, it was a really low cut dress, but she knew she wasn't even supposed to wear, you know, sleeveless in that way. And I get it. It's kind of like, well, they can wear sleeveless, I will too. It is a matter of, you know, it was very low cut. However, you know, there are dresses that aren't that extreme. That was a very overly sexualized dress is my thing. It wasn't a case of, oh, I absolutely can't find anything else. She flat out said, well, this is the dress that I like. So in that matter, it's more so, yeah, it sucks that the school has that rule and I have a problem that they have that rule. My point is the shock of her being like, what, I got in trouble. It's like, you knew full well. If you're going to go with this and say, whatever, I'm wearing the dress I want, then go after the school board. Don't just sit there and pass something about, you know, Facebook and, you know, there's the little news thing or whatever. But as far as I know, unless there's been updated, there's not really any hubbub with them trying to go after the school for action. It's kind of like, hey, this happened. Hey, this is the story. Well, I signed the affidavit. It's kind of like, if you're going to do something like that, don't sign the affidavit and stand up for yourself is what I'm coming from.
Let me ask you this then. As a larger busted woman, what do we do about boob bias? And do you think, how prevalent do you think boob bias actually is outside of the two cases we brought up tonight?
That's a really loaded question. It's really a misconception, honestly. It's kind of like the grass is greener on the other side. I know a lot of large-breasted girls who wish they were smaller. Honestly, I wish mine weren't as big as they are. They cause a lot of problems. And you have the girls that aren't that well endowed that are like, I wish my boobs were bigger. So it's, you've got this kind of, we've talked about on Halloween before with girl-to-girl hate, where if a girl's wearing a skimpy costume, they're looking down upon another girl talking or trashy who's wearing a skinny costume as well. And it becomes more so a jealousy thing, like, oh, I think she looks better than I do. Fucking skank, when, you know, that girl is dressed up scantily as well. So in a situation where it's kind of like, if they're covered, they're covered. You know, if you're going to go sizist, if you're going to go ageist, well, the same can be said about guys. You know, and this goes into a whole nother topic that we don't have time to cover. But with the bias, obviously, it stands more so with the younger or the work crowd, even to where there are these dress codes. And it's a little easier in the adult world to get past it because you can wear, you know, whatever. And I mean, there's still bullshit that goes on where it's like, all right, well, I've got a button up top and it's kind of tight up there. But that's pretty much all you can get that fits you. Versus it looking like you're wearing a pillowcase. There's a lot of bias, even girl-on-girl bias, and a lot of people will go and say and be like, oh, well, whatever, you know, you love it. And it's like, no, a lot of girls who are very well endowed find it more of a problem, and not every guy is turned on like that. I mean, like, yeah, you know, if you dress up, you show the cleavage. I'm not saying that I never show my cleavage or anything like that. It's more so a matter of there's as much frustration, like it's not always, you know, yay, this is awesome. And the fact that they are turning this into, okay, well, it's a sexual matter and you can't, you know, wear this. It goes the same where I don't even know where they're coming from on this, because there are other assets that cause sexualization aside from cleavage. And I mean, yeah, there's cleavage and then there's wearing practically nothing. And obviously at a water park, you know, you should be able to wear a two-piece like everybody else, you know? And so it's kind of like, even if you were going to be ageist or sizist, it's kind of like, where are the boundaries? Because you've got people that have, you know, thyroid eating issues, what have you, who are severely morbidly obese, and they could be wearing a one-piece, and I'm sure they run into that issue because it's kind of like, oh, you're not dressed appropriately because the swimsuit isn't going to fit them like it's going to fit somebody that's a size, you know, whatever society condones is an acceptable size. So to do this, it's kind of like, you know, you can't take one body type and be like, it's okay for you to wear that, and another body type and be like, that's not okay for you to wear that. It would kind of, I equate it to if you're talking about guys mowing the lawn and a guy's got his shirt off and a really overweight guy's got his shirt off, nobody goes and says, hey man, you got to put your shirt on. And so it is that double standard and what society considers beautiful. And I don't know. It's basically, you can't do anything about it if it's a controlled environment like a school, unless you really try and stand up and change things. And there is a difference between tasteful cleavage that you can't help and something that's like Jessica Rabbit.
But she can't help it. She's just drawn that way. So if people want to find you and follow you, where can they go?
They can go to Twitter. I am at The Mistress J. I'm on Facebook under my name, and I am occasionally on thecinemasnob.com as well as geekjuicemedia.com.
You can find me at the same geekjuicemedia.com, 1201beyond.com for all of my shows and all my other nonsense. And you can contact this show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Have a good night, guys.
Is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.